The Source Podcast is brought to you by TechPont, a San Antonio company that uses cutting-edge digital technology to elevate marketing and advertising campaigns while reporting on transparent, measurable results. Their custom-built marketing strategies offer complete digital solutions and management. TechPont strives to help businesses connect with customers and effectively grow businesses. More at TechPont.com.
This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio went to the polls on May 4th. All but three city council seats and the mayor's seat were decided. And for these, we're going to have runoffs. Early voting for the runoff races for District 2, 4, and 6 and the mayor start on May 28th. Early voting ends on June 4th, and Election Day is June 8th. Here on The Source, we'll be bringing you the runoff candidates and open forums. We're starting off today with District 4, formerly represented by Ray Saldana, who is now termed out of office. The two runoff candidates are Adriana Rocha Garcia. She had 47% of the vote. Johnny Arredondo had 21% of the vote. You can ask the candidates your questions. Just call in at 210-614-8980, and you can email us at thesource at tpr.org. The number again, 210-614-8980. The questions that you give us, they have to be open-ended so that both candidates have a chance to answer. Also, please don't make a speech. We have the candidates, they're going to be giving opening remarks, 2 minutes each, and then we alternate who goes first on the questions, and they get 2 minutes for answers. And we're going to have 1 minute closing remarks when we get to the end of the hour. We do have this rule that if a candidate tries to characterize their opponent and their positions, then I'm going to have to cut them off and give that opponent a chance to respond, and then we're going to move on. We flipped a coin earlier to determine who's going to go first and what order. Johnny won the toss, but he allowed Adriana Rocha Garcia to go ahead and go first. And so you shall have 2 minutes, Adriana Garcia, and to talk about, explain who you are and introduce yourself to the voters.
Hi, sure. Thank you. Thank you, first of all, for having us on the show and definitely giving the listeners an opportunity to listen a little bit more and learn about us. I have been born and raised in San Antonio. I've lived in District 4 for the last 35 years. I've called it home. 10 years ago, when it was time to purchase my first home, I wanted to stay in the district. I wanted to have my son grow up in the same area that I did. I feel like it's a loving environment, great community members, lots of support. It takes a village to raise a child, they say, and I truly believe that. My neighbor helped my son learn how to ride a bike. I'm a single mom, so I definitely think that I needed some additional support from the entire community, my church community as well. So I decided that, again, I was going to stay there. I have an undergraduate degree in journalism and a master's in public relations from the University of the Incarnate Word, and I got my PhD in advertising from the University of Texas at Austin. I drove back and forth for a few years to complete that, so I'm very familiar with I-35 traffic. The reason that I'm running is because I want to focus on improving the district, on continued momentum for the district. Economic development, responsible, specifically economic development, is important for me. Growing small businesses, also making sure that we pay particular attention to the sidewalks, the streets, the quality of life in general, the health needs of our community, how walkability improvements can help with that. My experience includes, I'm a marketing professor at Our Lady of the Lake University right now. I have recently helped also with chairing a successful $75 million bond for Southwest ISD, which is where I went to school, K through high school. And I've also been involved in nonprofit organizations like SAM Ministries and the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, as well as Project Quest. So thank you again for having us here.
All right, and that was Adriana Rocha Garcia, District 4 candidate for San Antonio City Council in the runoff, and her opponent is Johnny Arredondo. And Johnny Arredondo, you have 2 minutes, sir. Go ahead.
Howdy, folks. I have lived in our district for 38 years. I've lived in two districts my whole life, and the other district was down by the Las Palmas area there. My family, I have three children. I've been married to my wife for 41 years. I have roots in that area where my family is continuing to be there. I have been part of that district. I have been part of the neighborhood there where we get together and we speak. And some of the complaints that we have had there when we get together and we speak in the neighborhood is we feel that the representatives, once they get into office, don't really represent us. They forget about us. And so we talk about the need for repair on the streets, the sidewalks, which is a constant debate there. The thing that seems to really be driving us is the property taxes and the overappraisals, which have been happening lately quite a bit. Since 2013, our taxes have gone up from 40 to 45%. I myself have gone from $1,500 to $1,600 3 years ago to almost paying $3,000 a month. And for our district there, really for every district, but it particularly in our district, we have a population that as we're getting older, they start retiring, they start getting on Social Security, they start getting a fixed income. And so it really becomes a burden when it seems like the city is just raising our taxes every single year. And it seems like they just feel like they have a blank check that the citizens of our district are part of the weight to get that bank account replenished. And so it's one of the things that we speak about. And so I've attended Cornerstone Church for 29 years. I've been married for 41 years, so that district is my home.
Jody Onodondo, those are our opening remarks. Let's go to questions now. We have a question from our email. This is from Esteban, and it goes to Johnny Arredondo first and for 2 minutes, and then we'll hear from Adriana Rocha Garcia. The question is, in the southwest area of San Antonio, some homeowners have moved to the next county because of tax increases. What can you do to help?
Well, we have to address the issue there with the city council as far as how much that they want to charge for the percentage. I know that they're allowed to charge up to a 10% increase in taxes, and it seems like the only thing that they want to do every single year is increase taxes. And so we need to work within our budget is what we need to do, and we need to address this issue where they just seem to be taxing us. And what happens is what people are doing there with the question is they wind up moving out of the district and they wind up moving away. So it's really difficult to have businesses grow in there when you're having people move out of their homes. And so it's one of those things that city council needs to consider what the citizens in the district want. They need to consider that the extra burden that they're putting on the citizens. And so I will work to try and lower taxes wherever we can. I would take input from the public, and I will do my best to go ahead and work to lower taxes.
Okay. And, you know, you have 2 minutes, so there's still extra time there if you want that. Let's go now over to Adriana Rocha Garcia to talk about the question which came from Esteban in the southwest area of San Antonio. Some homeowners have moved to the next county because of tax increases. What can you do to help?
Sure. Thank you, Esteban, for that question. As I've been block walking, I too have heard the residents with this concern. And what I did is I asked if I could set up a meeting with the tax assessor collector so that I could better understand the process. I asked him to please walk me through this as if I was a third grade student so that I could learn exactly what it is that maybe others have concerns about. So I think what we need to do first is start with educating the folks about the programs that are out there that are available for them to help them specifically. We're looking at over the 65 age group and over. The day after I had my meeting with the tax assessor collector, I actually met with a gentleman, and he was concerned about his taxes, so I was able to just pull up my phone and help him understand where some of that money was going and to help him realize that he could apply to have a tax frozen at 65 years of age. A couple of weeks later, I met with another homeowner, and it turned out that she had put her house in the name of her son, who was younger, so then she was not able to take advantage of that tax break. So definitely looking at how to educate folks about the programs, looking also at what would suffer based on if we lowered the tax or kept it as is, looking always at the unintended consequences that might result from that. and working with our other taxing entities to see if there's innovative solutions where we might be able to save some money or some costs in other areas that might help us. Now, technology every day is just wonderful. So how are we using that technology? How are we applying it so that we can better prepare for the future and possibly have some cost savings in the long run in different areas? So that's what I would propose to do. I would look at the resources available as well to educate folks.
Okay, and our phone lines are open. If you have a question for our candidates, they are the runoff candidates for District 4, Johnny Arredondo and Adriana Rocha Garcia. Let's go to the phones. The number is 210-614-8980, and Vicky is on the line. Vicky, hi, welcome to The Source. You're on the air with the candidates.
Hi. My concern is with stray and roaming dogs and the problem that we have in this city with them. And I'm specifically interested in more spay-neuter and limiting backyard breeding and issues like that. So I'm just wondering where you guys stand on that issue.
Vicky, thank you so much for your call. And again, the number is 210-614-8980. If you have a question for the candidates for District 4, they will be representing District 4, the southwest area of San Antonio, but they'll be having an impact on the entire city as with the voting coalition on city council. Let's go to Adriana Rocha Garcia with your response to Vicky's question about stray dogs.
Sure. Thank you, Vicky, for that concern. Definitely agree with you that there are roaming dogs still in the southwestern part of town. I had one of my block walkers, a volunteer block walker, actually got bit by a small chihuahua on the ankle as she was leaving after leaving a door hanger on the door. And it was behind a closed gate. And then it just kind of launched at her, came under and launched at her. So it dug itself out, and it was a small chihuahua. That was a leash dog that she was expecting trouble from, by the way. But there's definitely some opportunities where we need to increase some of those programs, access to spay and neuter services. I think that definitely looking and working with code compliance on some of these issues would be important. There are eyes and ears out there. There are the ones that are hearing from the community are out there every single day, walking and seeing where these problem areas might be. District 4 is a huge area. It's 62 square miles it covers. So there's two different, I would call it, areas of District 4. There's a part where there's responsible dog owners. They, as I've been block walking, they have their dogs indoors or properly cared for. They're not roaming around, etc. And then there's another part of the district where, yes, the possible illegal breeding has just gone out of control. And so definitely looking to see what we can do to not only educate, not only bring spay-neuter services, but also work with the community to not be afraid to say, hey, we need some additional help. I completely understand in one part of the district why there would be a need to have even guard dogs, for instance. And you can see that right away that's for extra added protection. But I think that sometimes that might get a little away from some of the owners, and we need to make sure that we educate them to see that they're not breaking the law.
Adriana Rocha Garcia, her answer on stray dogs. Let's go to Johnny Arredondo. Sir, you have 2 minutes to tell us what you think about these stray dogs.
As my wife and I were walking down one of the communities there, block walking and speaking to people, my wife and I happened to encounter a dog, and I say that loosely because this dog was a cross between a camel and a horse, and I didn't think that dogs came that big. It was huge. It was about 7-8 houses away from us, starting looking at us and started walking toward us. You talk about two people that walk quicker than they'd ever walked in a while. That was us. And the animal got within 3 houses of us. A FedEx truck stopped, got in between the animal and myself, started honking at the animal, scared the animal away. Unfortunately, this is a common occurrence everywhere in our district, in all the neighborhoods. Some neighborhoods are a little bit better than other neighborhoods, but it goes back to also being a responsible pet owner. And we can educate people on how to take care of their pets, but they know what they need to do to take care of their pets. We need to address the issue about having populations where the dogs are out there on their own and they're producing other dogs. One thing that we could do is I've discussed with some people about getting the local veterans involved, the veterinarians involved, as far as maybe once a month or once every 2 weeks, offering very discounted services and being involved in the community where they show the community that we want to help, we want to be involved, and we want to help you guys. It's good to have programs, but we can't just be throwing in money to every single program that we want to institute. Sometimes the owner has to be responsible and take responsibility for their actions, and that's what we need to do with the pet population.
All right, and now let's go to another question. This is also from our email. Ida emailed us, and this goes to Johnny first, and then we'll go over to Adriana. What have the candidates been doing for the last couple of years to help our community? How long has each one lived in District 4? Basically, what are your qualifications here? So, Johnny, Arredondo?
Well, as far as what the candidate has been doing here, I've lived in my district for 38 years. We get involved with going around the community. I myself, as a college basketball referee, I do contribute my time to the community as far as going and refereeing games for free and getting involved with sporting events, coaching, and being part of the community. I've done that for the last 25 years that I have been refereeing. And so I get involved with that. I get involved with the local churches in my area, which host events for the sporting events, whole engagements events, social events. And so we get in there and we get involved. Of course, being a candidate only for a short time period, I can address the issue just for the short time period, but I've always been involved there for years and years. My three kids who attended John Jay High School, always been part of the community. We have you know, the teachers associations that we meet with, and we have the teachers at school. And so we've always been involved there in our local community. And it's one of those things that we're always going to do, we're always going to be part of, because as our kids get older and we have our grandkids, we continue to be part of that community. And so we listen to some of the concerns. We all have the same concerns as far as what can we do to improve our community. We're always speaking to our neighbors. We're going out and helping our neighbors. And we talk to them wherever they need help, and we get involved with them, and we help each other as a neighborhood, because it starts with us helping each other in all aspects of life. And you have to try to help your community first. And so we continue to get involved there locally with our community.
Okay. And now Adriana Rocha Garcia, the question, what have the candidates been doing for the past couple of years to help our community? How long has one lived in District 4? What are your qualifications?
Sure. I've lived in the district for 35 years. Again, 10 years ago, I purchased a home in the district, but had lived with my parents, who are 80 and 82 years old, respectively. I have been an active member in my local church, Divine Providence Catholic Church. I'm the finance chair. Also have assisted with the Archbishop's Appeal as the lead for that and Founders Day. So I'm very heavily involved in my area. That's our local church. That's where I've grown up. I have also, I'm a Southwest High School graduate. So I have also worked with Southwest ISD just most recently, helping with the advocating for the $75 million bond that passed thanks to taxpayers who wanted to have that presence in the district. And also have been working with the school district just in general on other issues. And I'll get to that in just a little bit. I wanted to explain a little bit more about that. But I've also been a member of the city's Ethics Review Board. I chaired the city's ethics review board for about 2 years, and so I helped with the comprehensive ethics reform package that was passed by city council last year, and I learned a lot by working with the different council members. I've also, as I've been block walking, I've been using the 311 app, been submitting reports to 311. I know I've had at least 5 potholes solved already just from the reporting, and I've taught people how to use it. I've encouraged my volunteers to also use it as we're going around and reporting items. also been a member, chair of the, or president of the San Antonio Association of the Texas Exes, raising scholarship funds for folks going to UT Austin, our future Longhorns, the Hispanic Women's Network as well. I was communication chair, also raised money for women who are trying to go to college, and also been an active member of the Mariachi Booster Association at Southwest High School, where we also helped raise some scholarship funds for kids going to school.
Fantastic. Let's go to our callers again. The number is 210-614-8980. We do have two fantastic candidates with us this afternoon, Johnny Arredondo and Adriana Rocha Garcia. They are in the runoff for District 4, and you can call in 210-614-8980. Sam is on the line. Sam, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yes, my question has to do with what kind of things are you planning on doing to help with education in the district and also economic opportunity. I feel like it's also, that's somewhat of a segue when you talk about property taxes having gone up. It's partly because the rest of the city is doing well economically, but not necessarily the west side. So what is it you're planning to do to try to help the west side thrive?
All right, Sam, thank you for that. And Adriana Rocha Garcia, you are first with 2 minutes.
Sure, definitely. As an educator, I consider education to be the key to breaking the cycle of generational poverty, if you will. Recently, I was able to work with Project Quest and help them on their 25-year economic impact study. I experienced firsthand by talking to the folks that their lives truly change. Once they receive an education, they're able to do better for their children. They're actually able to attend different PTA meetings, and they're able to be there to help them with homework, etc. And so I think that programs such as Project Quest might be one of the things that we should be looking forward to working with, so that we could give people a hand up so that they can help their family succeed. Great success stories. One of the folks might have been living in a vehicle, right? And so these are stories that we've heard with her family, was able to buy her first home a couple of years ago. That's a success story. Going from $12,000 a year on a salary to going to $43,000 on average, that's huge. That helps people break this this cycle, and really helps also economic opportunity within the district, because now their children are also going to see that they can do that. So I definitely think that education is the key to improving that economic opportunity for District 4. We should also probably concentrate on some of our most vulnerable populations. And what I mean by that is that we should be working together with public, and public-private opportunities that might help us be able to fund this. So we can't always go necessarily to the same folks, or just going back and asking just for more money for the city, but trying to extend that, looking for innovative ways to approach and solve these problems and give folks the opportunity that they need to be successful.
Adriana Rocha Garcia's answer on economic development and education opportunities in District 4. And she is a candidate in the runoff, and Johnny Arredondo is the other runoff candidate. And, sir, you have 2 minutes to answer the question.
We'll take the second part first about the economic development. District 4, obviously, a bunch of small communities, but District 4, when you start going out to the southwest side, is the fastest growing area in the city of San Antonio. You have all type of developments going up there, private businesses, you have homes going up. So it is thriving to a large extent. We have to continue to help the small business owner. We have to not put an extra burden on them. We need to, as a city, need to allow them to go ahead and prosper, to get people to work for them, and not put unnecessary burdens and fees on them, which is seems like their fees also keep going up. I've a couple of restaurant owners that I have spoken to, it's like, we pay for this fee, we pay for that fee, the city wants us to do this, we're doing our part. And so we need to help to ease some of those burdens. As far as the education is concerned, the schools, I believe, do a good job of educating the kids as far as letting them know what's going on. I myself have got two twin granddaughters who live with us, and they're sophomores at John Jay High School. They are going to be taking college classes this summer, and they're doing that because the people there at the school help them with their educational futures. And they do a good job. These teachers do a great job of talking to the students and letting them know the options that they have, how they can keep going forward in life. Education is an important part of everyone's life. And so I appreciate what the teachers do. They have a tough job. And what they need to, they need help as far as from us. When we just step up and ask them, what do you need from us? How can we help you? But they do a good job, and I continue to support what they do.
And that is Johnny Arredondo, District 4 candidate for San Antonio City Council. Adriana Rocha Garcia is also with us. She's the other candidate in the runoff race for District 4. Tomorrow, we're going to have the candidates for District 2, Jada Andrew Sullivan and Keith Tony. On Tuesday, May 21st, we expect to have the runoff candidates for District 6, Melissa Cabello Javera and Andy Green. And we're going to be spending an hour with each of the mayoral runoff candidates, an open hour with a lot of calls. We want to hear from you. And that's going to be on Wednesday, May 22nd. We have Mayor Ron Nuremberg joining us. The following day, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to have an open hour with mayoral challenger District 6 council member Greg Brockhouse. Now let's go back to the calls and the questions. And so we have Trevor on the phone. And Trevor, welcome to The Source. And you have a question. Go right ahead.
Hi, thank you for having me. My question is for both candidates. You know, we talked about property taxes a little bit already, and the city budgets continue to rise. Tax revenue continues to rise. And politicians will always say what we need to spend more on. But my question for both of the candidates is, what if you could identify one program, one department, what would we spend less on at the city? What should we cut?
All right, Trevor, thank you for that question. And first up is Johnny Arredondo. Where would you cut? You talk about, as Trevor's question indicates, a lot of politicians talk about cutting taxes. You know, where are you going to, what programs will you cut?
Excellent question. You'd have to think about that for a second. Now, not being involved in the city government there, it becomes a little bit tougher. We can only, I guess at some of the ideas that we would implement. I believe that we need to have an audit as far as to see where we have waste in our city, the programs that are maybe being given too much money to that we can't cut back on. What specific department? I believe that the fairest way to do it is probably just an across the board, being mindful of the programs that help people, such as the elderly, such as the low income people, is we need to make sure that those programs, while they may be trimmed back a little bit, that they continue to be available to the people that really need help. And so property taxes, as we've already spoke about, it is a problem. The problem is that we need to help the people that need the most help, and that is a homeowner. And so we need to be very diligent in how we raise these taxes. We need to be very diligent in how we spend the money. Again, it's not the city's money. That money belongs to the citizens of San Antonio. So we would have to examine each department. We'd have to have some type of an audit where we can see where some of the waste is going and some of the areas that we can cut some of these programs. And so, but again, once we get in there, we'll have to address that issue.
Okay, Johnny Arredondo. And now the question of where would you make some cuts? Adriana Rocha Garcia, your question now. You have 2 minutes.
Sure. Thank you, Trevor, for that question. And so definitely one of the things that I have learned very well to do is some research before I answer any question, before I would take any vote. Should I represent District 4, I would definitely do thorough research. So I'm looking at possibly a comprehensive analysis about city services, looking at cost-benefit analysis for different areas, different departments. I know that the city typically looks for each department to cut about 10% of their budget on an annual basis. They try to figure out where they already have some cost savings. I think that working together with also an outside group might be critical here, because we want to make sure that we have an added, a third party also that's looking at where we might be able to save as a city. So definitely looking at city services that are maybe redundant with what some of the other public organizations are doing. How can we better leverage those public-public relationships that we have? And yes, how can we create better public-private relationships that might be able to help us at the end of the day? I do think there might be a redundance in services in some aspects, so definitely looking at that and trying to see where we could generate the most benefit without necessarily having to sacrifice the services that are currently provided to our residents. Also looking, again, I've said this, and I am a firm believer in innovation, definitely looking for technology. Where can we access some technology that can help us better leverage the resources that we currently have, and specifically looking perhaps at what we can do to help others understand that we are all in it for the good of the community, and that we need to be responsible, but more importantly, that we have a commitment to the success of our city for years to come.
All right, and that is Adriana Rocha Garcia, and we heard earlier from Johnny Arredondo. And let's go back to the phones now with Thomas. The number is 210-614-8980 if you've got a question for the candidates. And Thomas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for your time. My name is Thomas. I grew up in Hillside Acres in D4 and went to Southwest High School. My mom still lives in our family's small manufactured home. She recently went to do an renovation on it and got swindled out of her really hard-fought savings. When we reached out to the current council member for help regarding resources and direction, we were told that since it's a personal issue, they can't help us. My question for both of you is, how do you plan to help your low-income population where every penny matters with help when they're taken advantage of by unethical developers?
Thomas, thank you for the call. And Adriana Rocha Garcia, you have 2 minutes.
Sure. Thank you, Thomas. And I'm sorry that that happened to your mom. Definitely think that we need to, again, work on resources that we have access to, that we at least are well informed, that we have information for folks who might need some additional resources. Even though the city might not be able to help out directly, I think that we need to be able to have options that say, well, listen, we might not be able to spend taxpayer dollars on a private property, but here's an organization that's helping. And so I think that it's our job as elected officials to know what nonprofit organizations are out there, to know what type of grants exist, to know how we can help our most vulnerable populations. Definitely appreciate that District 4 has a lot of need, and we need to make sure that we have access to resources at the very least. I think that by saying that the city is not able to help is a bad excuse. We should be able to at least be the connectors, and we should make it our responsibility to work with other organizations that might be able to assist. I do know that the city has in place programs like PAINT program and the One Roof program that would help allocate some funds to folks that might need to take care of unexpected things that come up, right, that might affect their homes, et cetera. But I do think that we also need to be creative, and we need to work together with other organizations. Again, I keep saying the building better public-public or public-private partnerships. But I think that starts with showcasing the need of District 4 and really being able to educate the importance of District 4 with so much land still to offer, and to help to ensure that our citizens, our residents are all taken care of.
And now Johnny Arredondo, Thomas's question about what we can do about homes that that need help.
Well, over the decades, having personal experience with family members that have been swindled, it is an experience that just upsets you, gets you very angry, and sometimes you don't know where to turn to for help. When you call your local representative and the answer is it's a private matter and we can't help you, it's completely inexcusable. And those people should be held accountable to that type of response, because as a person there, you don't know where to turn to. You have elderly parents, grandparents, friends, family that don't know where to turn to. It's one of those things that just, again, it makes me angry because I have been personally involved with that with other family members. The local representative, sometimes, even if they're not in your district and they call you for help, you should always be willing to reach out and say, you know what, it's not part of the district, but let me find out and get you an answer to let you know where you can go. The thing about it is, when you're that angry, the only thing that you're looking for is help from somebody. There are programs available for the city for elderly people to be helped with their home. There are programs with the CPS and SAWS that they can apply for discounts and do certain things. It's not always a question of throwing money in from the city for another program. That's not always the answer. It seems like we always want to throw in money. Let's have this program. Let's have that program. Why don't we just have better use of the existing programs that we have right now? Let the people get involved with some civic events, with some public events, and let them know these programs are available. We can help you do this stuff. But they need to be, the people that hold those offices need to be more than willing to help you in every occasion, whether it's in their district or not, whether the issue is a private matter or not. They should always be willing to help you, and that's completely inexcusable to get that response.
All right, Johnny Adondo, question for you. Now, one of the most interesting controversies, I guess you could call it, that we have in San Antonio right now involves leasing space at the San Antonio International Airport to a fast food franchise, Chick-fil-A. It's blown up into sort of a question that involves, or some say, religious liberty or not. So we'd like to know what each of you candidates, how would you have voted on that Chick-fil-A issue and why? And what can we do moving forward?
I think that the vote on the Chick-fil-A was ridiculous. It never even should have came out for a vote. That franchise already had an agreement to be in the airport. It is against religious freedom. What they were saying was a hate donation was to the Salvation Army and Christian athletes. Chick-fil-A has never discriminated against any person, has never denied service to any person whatsoever. They are constantly under attack because of their religious beliefs. It's not a one-time thing. We can see it throughout the United States of America where they are coming under attack from different groups for their views. They are allowed to donate to anybody that they wish. If people don't like it and they want to protest Chick-fil-A, what you do is you don't go eat there. And what you do is you let other people and your friends and your family know, hey, you know, this is the issue there, and you don't go eat there. You protest the right way. You don't go on a personal hissy fit as an elected official and you do what you want to do. You're an elected official, and you're supposed to represent the people that elected you. You are not supposed to go out there and give your personal views, your personal thoughts, and your personal actions on things that really don't concern you. If the people that you represent, if they contact your office and they have a problem for it, then you a problem with what happened, then you listen to them is what you do, and you find out what their concerns are. And if it doesn't bother the people in your district, then you leave it alone. But to go out and just have a personal, I'm going to say, vendetta against this company because they exercise their First Amendment right to donate to whoever, to whomever they want, they have that right. And I thought it was a poor decision by the city council.
And Johnny Adondo, candidate for District 4, San Antonio City Council, and now Adriana Rocha Garcia, District 4 Council runoff candidate. Go ahead.
Sure. Thank you for that question. I've received that question a whole lot as I've been block walking. And the answer that I have given to all is that I would have motioned for it to go back and be referred to a committee. I think that there was some additional research that was needed. It all, again, goes back to in my belief, a cost-benefit analysis. What is best for our city as a whole? I do believe that decisions that are made on the spot or on the dais, and I personally experienced one during my time on the Ethics Review Board, are not good for anybody. I think that we need to take some additional time, We need to do some research. Sometimes it might take a few weeks, even months, yes. I know that sometimes it might, people might argue that it slows the process, but I would rather slow down the process than have something looked at as a rash or irrational decision for that matter. Looking at what the real impact is of whatever decision we make versus our personal beliefs on whatever item we are taking up is definitely important to me. During my time on the City's Ethics Review Board, I did take some time to look back, and so sometimes it took a little bit longer. It took about 18 months to try to get a clear plan together that we all discussed, that all 10 city representatives and the mayor representatives on the Ethics Review Board were able to agree on and defend. And at one point, we started off with, for instance, one council member that was completely against what we were proposing, and at the end of the a little over 18 months, I came to realize that we had just done our comparison, apples to apples comparison. We were not just speaking out of term, and we backed it up with a lot of the research that we had done ourselves. And I think that that's the way to approach every decision that is made as a council person. That's how I would commit to doing it.
Okay, and coming up before the city council, one of you will be elected and will be on city council. Where would you stand on issues of public transportation? Mayor Ron Nuremberg has a Connect SA plan. We don't know where that will be depending on the outcome of that runoff, but it is an aggressive public transportation plan and a way to try and keep San Antonio moving. So Adriana Rocha Garcia, can you talk about where are you on Connect SA and some sort of transportation plan for San Antonio?
Sure, definitely. So the Connect SA plan, as is, I think could still use some additional work. And full disclosure, I was asked to consider being on the Connect SA committee. And I respectfully declined for two reasons. My most important pressing reason was because the last time that I used public transportation in the city of San Antonio was for a field trip on my leadership San Antonio class. Before that, I think the last time that I had used was for another sort of a field trip. And that was using VIA to drive along District 4. So I am not the best person to have on that committee if I am not an everyday user of public transportation. So I think what needs to happen is we actually have to bring stakeholders that do use public transportation. Right now, I'm really concerned that if there's jobs that are moving away further and further out from the city of San Antonio based on any new regulations that we're trying to impose on small businesses or on businesses as a whole, residents of District 4 will now have to travel a longer distance. It's a longer commute to get to their jobs. That affects their pocketbook. So not only will they have to spend more time in traffic and waste gas, but it might also prolong maybe their babysitters. Maybe they have to pay some additional money now because they have to take an extra half hour to and half hour from work. So I definitely think that we need a more comprehensive plan that addresses the issues that our residents, particularly in District 4, which is already a little bit far out, and we really need to consider how we can actually improve the user experience for them on every angle.
Okay, and now Johnny Arredondo, Connect SA Public Transportation, where would you be on that on City Council?
Connect SA, I believe, has not been addressed enough to the public as far as the full plan. I know it is a 21-year comprehensive plan. I do know that up to the year 2025, it's going to cost approximately $1.3 billion. And then the following 5 years after that, it will take an additional $1.4 billion. So they haven't fully disclosed how they plan on funding this, except for the obvious, again, of course, is let's go ahead and pass all this cost out to the taxpayer. Let's make it difficult for them to have to live in their homes. Let's go ahead and raise a property tax. Let's go ahead and do the over appraisals. The Connect SA, people should not just be putting out items without fully discussing with the public how they're going to pay for it, how it's going to happen. Take full public discussion on whether they agree with these plans, whether they think that there is a better way of spending our tax money. Again, they haven't had enough debate on it. I know that it is a plan that the current mayor and Nelson Wolf worked on, and so they need to have more public discussion. They need to let people know how exactly they're going to implement these plans. And again, where is this money coming from? Obviously, we know where it's going to come from. It's going to come from our pocketbooks. And so it needs more discussion in the open public. They need to be completely upfront with us and let us know how they're going to implement these things. And as I speak to the people, as we go walking, introducing ourselves from home to home, I can tell you over 90 to 95% of these people have never heard of Connect SA. And when I mention the cost to them, they just shake their head and they just say property taxes.
Okay. Now, a question is from Jocelyn through our email. What will the candidates do to continue the positive improvements that Councilman Ray Saldana started making on the South Side in District 4? So I'm wondering if you agree with that statement that Ray Saldana was able to make positive improvements to the South Side, what kind of grade would you give Councilman Saldana as he ends his tenure and you look to be his successor? And Johnny Arredondo.
Well, I can... The South Side, it seems like most of the improvements have been to the South Side. We can go into our area of town and let's start with a grade first. Being that I have not had much success in making contact with the office as far as, let me rephrase that. I have made contact with the office throughout the years as far as fixing our streets. As far as fixing our sidewalks, I have the same crack on my sidewalk that I've had for 38 years that I lived there. I have constantly called the office about have that looked at, our street. We have a pool that forms in front of our home that it gets to the point that I think I want to go ahead and charge admission just for the kids to go ahead and swim in front of our house there. And so the improvements in the South Side is completely outside of our community where we live at. As far as grade, not seeing some of the benefits out by where we live and out to the southwest side, out by the Petranka Road, Dugas, Seascape, and those areas out there. First of all, I would probably grade him as a C. And the communication, I believe, is probably worse than that because it doesn't seem like we get any calls back. Over the last 4 months that we have been running in this race here, and I have made my concerns known to the people that attend some of the meetings from his office, I still let them know now about the issues that we have. They still don't communicate back, even though that we let them know. So I feel that his grade is a C.
Okay, a C grade for Ray Saldana from Johnny Arredondo. Now, Adriana Rocha Garcia, your take on that.
Sure, definitely. So I'm a professor, so I speak in terms of, you know, the minuses and pluses. And so specifically for what Councilman Saldana has done for District 4, I would give him an A-. Let me tell you why I would give him the A-. There is a sidewalks plan in place that was generated through input from the local neighborhood associations, the representatives of their neighborhood associations. And I see these people that are working on building their communities, not just in District 4, but I am also talking beyond. So I'm on the Neighborhood Leadership Academy. We have a class tonight, as a matter of fact. So I see folks that want to improve their community that are reaching out to their council members, that are also reaching out to other council members if their council member isn't able to help them in trying to figure out how to solve problems for their community. There's a parks plan in place, also developed by community input from the folks of District 4, and a lighting plan. As I've been block walking as well as taking a ride along with the San Antonio Police Department, I have seen that there's issues of crime in those areas where there needs to be some additional lighting. So definitely looking at if I were to get elected, I would like to get myself a hold of that lighting plan. Definitely need some more funding for the bond. I think, again, working together with possibly the school districts or other public entities, with the $75 million bond that we passed for Southwest ISD, we're able to build a community natatorium. So the entire community has access to the natatorium, which, by the way, our area is one of the areas with the most drownings in the entire the United States. So I think that that was critical. Also, speaking to folks as I talk in the different areas, Councilman Saldana has made an effort to make sure that he clears out a graffiti, that he is trying to be out there, and definitely would love to be and continue to be an advocate for the entire district as he has.
All right, A-minus from Adriana Rocha Garcia on the tenure of Ray Saldana in District 4. Now we have 1 minute closings, and Adriana Rocha Garcia, you have we have 1 minute. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, now I'd like to close by saying that I want to bring the stakeholders to the table, every representative group to the table. I am fortunate to have the endorsement of a cross-reference across the city. So I have the San Antonio Police Officers Association, the Police and Fire Pensioners Association that has endorsed me, the Sierra Club that has endorsed me. And I think that the reason that this cross-spectrum has endorsed me is because I tell everybody the same thing. I will advocate for more resources for the district and for the city in general. But beyond that, I will do my research before I commit to making any decision, and I will take the time to listen to the stakeholders. Definitely, I am listening to what the city of San Antonio has in store with the next million coming to San Antonio, and I would love to be an advocate for preparation for that next million that get here. Thank you.
Okay, and that was Adriana Rocha Garcia, candidate for District 4 City Council. The other runoff candidate, Johnny Arredondo, sir, you have 1 minute. Go ahead.
Being that I grew up with in a family of military people, with my grandfather and my father, honor, duty, and country has always been part of my life. I won't sit here and I won't say this organization endorsed me, most of the Christian organizations in San Antonio. I won't go on there and mention all these people, because it's really about being just a humble servant for everybody. It is being a representative to the people that have been not heard. It has been for people that are frustrated by people that are elected and just forget about why they're elected. Sometimes we throw out a lot of fancy names. We throw out a lot of things that are in our lives. But the bottom line is just to be a humble servant, represent the people, listen to their voice, and do exactly what they want you to do as an elective representative. And as your representatives, I will do that.
All right, and that was Johnny Arredondo, District 4 candidate for San Antonio City Council. Adriana Rocha Garcia is also here. She's the other candidate in the runoff race. Early voting begins on May 28th. The early voting ends on June 4th. Election day is June 8th. We're going to be having all of the runoff candidates here on The Source over the next few days. And this is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks so much for tuning us in.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies, produced by Kim Johnson and Dallas Williams. Direction provided by News Director Dan Katz. Technical assistance provided by Ruben Garcia. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.